الحمد لله وكفى والصلاه والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى اما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لقد ارسلنا رسلنا بالبينات وانزلنا معهم الكتاب والميزان ليقوم الناس بالقسط وانزلنا الحديد فيه بأس شديد ومنافع للناس وليعلم الله من ينصره ورسله بالغيب ان الله قوي عزيز صدق الله العظيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي اللهم ربنا الهمنا رشدنا واعذنا من شرور انفسنا اللهم نور قلوبنا بالايمان واشرح صدورنا للاسلام اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى امين يا رب العالمين one of the introductory lectures to this surah al-mubarakah I said that this surah surah al-hadid is ummul musabbihat it contains the gist of all these surahs this series of surahs 10 surahs I explained this is the biggest conglomeration or collection of madani surahs as regards the number of surahs 10 madani surahs at one place from suratul hadid to suratul tahrim I explained fully that although in the beginning in the first group we have 4 surahs Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah Al-Imran, Surah Al-Nisa, Surah Al-Ma'idah. They are very long. They cover nearly 7 parts of the Quran. But the number is 4. Then we have 2. Surah Al-Anfal, Surah Al-Tawbah. Then we have only 1, Surah Al-Nur. Then again only 1, Surah Al-Ahzab. Then 3, Surah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Surah Al-Fath, Surah Al-Hujurat. And then this group of 10 surahs. Out of these 10, 5 are al-musabbihat. We start with sabbaha lillahi ma fi samawati wal-ard or yusabbihu lillahi ma fi samawati wal-ard. They are more important than the others. But this ummul musabbihat, the foundation of musabbihat, the mother of musabbihat is surah al-hadid. You must have noted that many subjects who are being discussed in detail in those surahs, other surahs, you have certain references. For example, we have Surah Al-Munafiqun, we have just studied it. In this surah also, we have 4 ayat in which you know how the Muslims and Munafiqs, real Mu'mins and Munafiqs will be differentiated on the Day of Judgment. What will be the fate of the Munafiqs? In this world, they are together with the Muslims, with the Mu'mins. In the next world, they will be together with the Kuffar. The process of nifaq, how it develops, how it starts. وَلَاكِنْ لَكُمْ فَتَنْتُمْ أَنفُسَكُمْ وَتَرَبَّسْتُمْ وَارْتَبْتُمْ وَغَرَّتْكُمُ الْأَمَانِ حَتَّى جَاءَكُمْ أَمْرُ اللَّهِ In the same way, I told you that this picture of the Day of Judgment, نُورُهُمْ يَسْعَى بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَبِأَيْمَانِهِمْ We find it in Surah Al-Hadid, and this is mentioned also in Surah Al-Tahrim. In the same way, the ayat which we studied in the end of the last session, مَا أَصَابَ مِن مُصِيبَةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ مِن قَبْلِ أَن نَبْرَأَهَا The same subject we will find in Surah Al-Taghabun. As the Imam read, recited those ayat in the last, you know, the fourth rak'ah of this Taraweeh. مَا أَصَابَ مِن مُصِيبَةٍ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ وَمَنْ يُؤْمِن بِاللَّهِ يَهْدِ قَلْبَهُ The same subject. So actually the subjects which are covered by other surahs of this series, they are condensed in the condensed form. They are all discussed in Surah Al-Hadid. Now we are coming to this ayah, which I said is the most profound ayah of the Quran regarding the subject why Allah sent the messengers. Why did He send down books? What's the main purpose? Has it been a hobby with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Was it a pastime with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Ma'adullah summa ma'adullah. It has a purpose. What is that purpose? لَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا رُسُلَنَا بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ we sent our messengers with clear signs. Bayyinat is the plural of bayyina. Bayyin is masculine, bayyina feminine. Bayyinat, plural of the feminine. Bayyina, bayyinat. What is bayyin? At least people who know Urdu, they know. Bayyin means self-evident thing, which is absolutely self-evident, which doesn't require any other proof. ہم کہتے ہیں بڑی بیان سی بات ہے, کیوں سمجھ میں نہیں آ رہی. اٹس ایبسولیٹلی کلیئر بیان. سو ایکچولی بیانات, دس ورڈ کورز ٹو تھنگز. فرسٹ آف آل, دی بیسک ٹیچنگز آف دی اسکرپچرز آف آل دی بکس آف اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی, دے آر ویری مچ فیملیئر, ویری مچ نون ٹو دی ہارٹس اینڈ سولز آف دی پیپل. پیپل نو اٹ فرام دیئر ہارٹس اینڈ سولز دیٹ دیز آر ٹرو. Secondly, this word is used for the miracles which were given to the different messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wa salam was given that miracle of Asa, that was yad-e-bayza, the shining hand, and the staff of Moses alayhi salatu wa salam. And the biggest physical miracles were given to Hazrat Masih alayhi salatu wa salam. He said to a dead body, Om, and it was living. He made out of clay a figure of a bird and then breathed into it, and it became a living bird, flying bird. So these are the biggest visible, physical, visible with eyes miracles. So this bayyana, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in case of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this bayyana is Quran. The biggest miracle of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Quran. But here, please, we go forward. لَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا رُسُلَنَا بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ وَأَنزَلْنَا مَعَهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْمِيزَانَ. We sent with them, we sent down with them the book, and by the book I explained it in Surah Al-Jumu'ah. Kitab actually means the law, because كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ السَّيَامِ, keeping fast has been made imperative upon you, mandatory upon you. Whatever is written is final. So the book, law, bal mizan, the balance, justice. Now this, there are two mizans. A cosmic mizan, cosmic balance, that is referred to in Surah Ar-Rahman. Rafal, wasama rafaha wa wada al mizan, Allah tatghaw fil mizan. That's the cosmic balance which is holding all these planets and stars and all these galaxies together. Other balance is in this world. That is for justice. It is a symbol for justice, balance. We have done all this. What for? لَيَقُومَ النَّاسُ بِالْقِسْطِ. This is the most important part of this ayah. So that people should stand by and uphold justice. Justice is the final goal. We have sent our messengers with clear signs, with clear proofs. We send down our books. We send the law. We send the bell. What for? لَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا رُسُلَنَا بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ وَأَنزَلْنَا مَعَهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْمِيزَانَ لِيَقُومَ النَّاسُ بِالْقِسْطِ. There should be justice. People should stand by justice. There should be no exploitation. There should be no repression. No rule of man over man. Ruler is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No exploitation, economic exploitation. No discrimination. That such and such a race is higher up and such race is lower. Pandit and Brahman is higher up and Shudra is low. Sayyid is something else, some superior creation. And you know, Musallis in our country, in Pakistan, they are something inferior. So, all human beings are equal by birth. Anything which is acquired can make a difference. A person is more knowledgeable, okay. He is higher than the person who doesn't have the knowledge. A person who is more pious. يا ايها الناس انا خلقناكم من ذكر وانثى وجعلناكم شعوبا وقبائل لتعارفوا ان اكرمكم عند الله اتقاكم. We have created you, O all humanity, out of one man and one woman. And we have made you into nations and races and tribes only so that you can recognize each other. This is only for recognition. No race is high, no none is less or low. All human beings. As you know, the Prophet said in the last sermon on Jumatul Wada, لا فضل لعربي على عجمي ولا لعجمي على عربي ولا لأحمر على أسود ولا لأسود على أحمر إلا بالتقوى كلهم بنو آدم وآدم من تراب. There's no superiority of any Arab over any non-Arab. No superiority of any non-Arab over any Arab. No superiority of any white or red over any black. And no superiority of any black over any white. You are all progeny of Adam, and Adam was created out of dust. The Quran says, "Inna akramakum indallahi atqakum." So there can be levels, degrees can be only in acquired characters. Whatever has been given to you by your Lord and Creator, it is given to you. In that you are absolutely equal. So these three things I have mentioned, why? They cover three aspects of our collective life. Political structure, repression. A nation ruling another nation. A class of society ruling the other class. Capitalists ruling. You may call it a democracy. It's no democracy at all. This is the dictatorship of the capitalist. The communists also say that we were having democracy. Soviet socialist republics. These are republics. But it was a dictatorship of the proletariat. Or actually it was a dictatorship of a party. Party dictatorship. And here in America, it's the dictatorship of the capitalists. They have given you a vote. Absolutely meaningless. Only a billionaire can contest an election here. So it's actually a rule. A rule, ruling classes, the capitalist classes. So politically, no rule of man over man. Economically, no exploitation. Justice in every respect. And socially, no one is inferior by birth. And no one is superior by birth. Now it's very easy to say these things. But to establish them is the hardest job. H.G. Wells, have heard his name. He is very famous for scientific fiction. But he has also written two books on history. A short history of the world, a concise history of the world. And this concise history, the chapter on Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he has given a very big testimonial to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Although he criticized him also, on his personal life, on marriages and so on, polygamy, they can't swallow it. But he said all those things. In the end, he quoted these wordings which I have just quoted from the last sermon, from the last Hajj. And he said, although the sermons of human equality, fraternity and freedom were said before also, we find these sermons in Jesus of Nazareth also. But it must be admitted that for the first time in the history of mankind, a social order based on these principles was established by Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But mind you, the new edition of this book, the editors have changed. The author died long ago. Now the editors are re-editing and they have taken out this passage. But you can see it in the libraries. Go to some older edition that you will find this. Actually, this was the purpose of the sending of the prophets. To establish just social order in this world. Why? Basically the aim is that the people, the human beings, should be able to love their Lord. That's the aim of our life. But in a wrong system, exploitative system, repressive system, great majority of people are reduced to the position of beasts of burden. They have no time. They have to invest every drop of their energy only to sustain themselves. This is what Shah Waliullah Dehlvi said in his book, Hujjatullah al-Baligha. Wherever there is wrong system of distribution of wealth, it's a two-edged sword cutting both sides. Because if this system is wrong, unjust distribution of wealth, on the one side there will be accumulation of wealth. More than they need, accumulation. On the other side there will be want and hunger. Where there is want and hunger, the Prophet himself said, قَادَ الْفَقْرُ وَيَّكُولَ كُفْرًا. This faqr, this want and need and hunger, it takes a man very near to kufr. He has no time to talk to Allah. No time to read the book of Allah. He is so much engrossed and depleted of all his energies, only to maintain himself. Shah Waliullah used the word beasts of burden. And on the other side, there are luxuries because of accumulation of wealth. What will be the result? So rectify the system so the maximum number of people can have time, peace of mind. They get time to remember their Lord. They have time to sit alone and have a direct communion with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If they cannot do it, most of the people, you know, if they are reduced to the position of beast of burden, so that is actually the biggest mistake, biggest wrong in this world. So to establish a just social order, please again, you focus your eyes on the wordings. لَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا رُسُلَنَا بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ. We sent our messengers with clear signs and clear teachings, you may add, so that both the meanings are covered. وَأَنْزَلْنَا مَعُهُمُ الْمِيزَانَ كِتَابَ وَالْمِيزَانَ. We sent down the law and the balance. And this law is actually the law for justice. The system of justice can be given only by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because all humans are equally dear to Him. Al-Khalqu Ayalullah. The whole creation is like the family of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a hadith. Now if the capitalists, they are designing the system, they will look to their own interests. They will never keep in mind the interests and benefits of the laborers. And if you give the reins in the hands of the laborers, they will look to their own interests. They will never care for the interests of the capitalist. If a man is given the task to design a social system, family law, he will look to his interests. He will never be able to appreciate the feelings of the women. And if the women have the authority, they will have something which is always befitting for them. They can never have the feeling of what men have. Only one, and that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who can give you a balanced system in which there is justice for all. The system of rights and obligations, they go side by side, hand with hand. These are your duties, these are your rights. These are your obligations, this is what you deserve. So a balance between rights and obligations, and establish the just balance that can be done by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is actually the deen of Allah, to establish it as a social system, just social order. For this purpose we sent our prophets, our messengers. Now, وَأَنزَلْنَا الْحَدِيدِ. I told you the most concentrated, and let me use the word naked revolutionary ayah. No mincing of words. We have sent down iron. What for? Because if there is a wrong system, exploitative system, unjust system, first of all, if you want to change it, you will be preaching to the people, advising the people, calling people, this is wrong, we must rectify it. There will be some people who will listen, who are good natured, whose natures have not been perverted. They will gather out you, But then there are others who have vested interest in that system. They will never listen to you. They will never allow you to change the system. Because you are threatening their vested interests. There are the children in Pakistan. They will never allow you to change the system of the left. It is as the Britishers left. It's the system is the object. There are landowners having thousands and thousands of acres of land. They pass most of their time in America, in England. And you know the farmers and the tillers of the land. It's the result of their sweat and blood. But you know the children of the farmer or the tiller, he still is hungry. And you know who is thriving and who is having all this luxury? Who is then doing nothing? This is the biggest crime. Biggest crime. Somebody, because he had earned by any means, foul or fair, a few billion or a few million, he has put in banks and now he is free. No labor, no hard work. He is getting his pound of flesh. He is fattening and fattening and fattening and fattening due to this interest. This is system exploitation. Personal, this exploitation has now reached the level of international, global level, global dimension. This World Bank and IMF, they are actually, these are the roots through which the fruits of the labor of these developing countries is coming to us, these rich countries, the developed countries. So to undo this system, you need a revolutionary movement, a revolutionary struggle. Whereas the good-hearted, good-natured people will listen to your advice, will come to you, then you have to organize them into a party, into a strong party, into a disciplined party. And then you have to challenge the system. And this challenging of the system can go up to using the force. Anzalna al-Hadid. We have sent down iron. Fihi ba'sun shadid. In that is great power of war and fighting. Mighty power. And it has benefits. Wa manafi'u lin-nas. It has benefits for people also, other benefits. You make utensils out of it, you know. The cooking utensils in our part of the country, now the things have changed. But the tawa, parat and chimta and pukni, all these things were from this iron. But now things have changed. But Allah says, it has other benefits also. But actually it is for the arms, for the swords, for the spears, for the shields. You have to use them. You know, in so small number of words, the whole process of revolution is given. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not mincing his words. He is saying clearly, even force will have to be used to crush the resistance. Because they will never allow you. They will say, come guard up your loins, protect your interests. What happened in Makkah? Only saying La ilaha illallah. But La ilaha illallah meant something. It was not only a creed or dogma. It meant that their all interests, their all, you know, great rights, they were intact only because of those idols who were placed in Kaaba. Idols of all the tribes of Arabia were there in Kaaba. They were the hostages with the Quraysh. The gods of all tribes were the hostages with Quraysh. So no tribe could attack the caravan of the Quraysh. They would have broken the idol of that tribe. So they got the rights of the East-West trade, proprietary rights. All merchandise from all the eastern countries came to the coast of Yemen. All merchandise from the Europe came to the coast of Mediterranean in Syria, in Palestine. And between these two points, the caravans of Quraysh were going to and fro. لِإِلَافِ قُرَيْشٍ إِلَافِهِمْ رِحْلَةَ الشِّتَاءِ وَالصَّيْفِ فَلْيَعْبُدُوا رَبَّ هَذَا الْبَيْتِ الَّذِي أَطْعَمَهُمْ مِنْ جُوعٍ. This house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you this security. Because you are the custodians of this house of Allah. And therefore, no tribe dares attack your caravan. And you are benefiting from it. But you have made it a markas a center of shirk. So actually it was direct threat to their vested interests that they stood up against Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam like anything. Otherwise they loved him. How much respect they showed to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They gave the title to Muhammad, As-Sadiq al-Amin. He is the true one. He is the most trustworthy person. But the same Quraysh became bittermost enemies of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was only the shield of Abu Talib that was protecting him. In this world of cause and effect, otherwise it was actually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But in this world of cause and effect, it was only the shield of Abu Talib's protection. Otherwise he would have been killed very soon. So actually, use of force, as you say today also, war for peace. What does it mean? To establish a just social order, even if you have to go to war, well, this war is most sacred. This war has to be fought. To rectify the system, to uproot the tyrannic system, exploit the system, discriminate the system, to establish the just social order given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا رُسُلَنَا بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ وَأَنزَلْنَا مَعَهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْمِيزَانِ لَيَقُومَ النَّاسُ بِالْقِسْطِ. So that the people should abide by justice, stand by justice. Justice should be established. Let me give you the importance of this justice. Because you know this concept has gone away from the mind of the Muslim. These concepts are today in the minds of the non-Muslims. We have made Islam only a religion, a madhab. Islam means only an aqidah, a dogma, and some modes of worship, salah and shawm, and all these rituals. Reh gayi rasme aza ruhe bilali na rahi, falsafa reh gaya tarseene ghazali na rahi. All these modes of worship have become devoid of any spirit, any essence in it. That is why 3 million people performing Hajj. No difference in the world whatsoever. Before Hajj, after Hajj, world is the same. 3 million people have performed Hajj. To what effect? No effect. Because ritual soul. No spirit. No essence in it. So mazhab, Islam, Islam, the most emphasis on Islam in Islam is on the structure. That is why I am repeating and repeating and repeating. I want to hammer it into your mind. Islam is not only a mazhab, a religion in the limited sense of the word. It is a social, just social order that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to establish in this world. لَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا رُسُلَنَا بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ. And there has been said, you know, in Surah Ash-Shura, وَأُمِرْتُ لِأَعْدِلَ بَيْنَكُمْ. Listen, O Quraysh. I am no sermon giver. I am not a preacher. I have been commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to establish justice between you. If a person comes and gives a sermon and goes, okay, give him something, some money. He has given a good sermon. But if he says, no, I mean business. Rectify yourself. Give up this exploitation. Then it is something else. اُبِرْتُ لِأَعْدِلَ بَيْنَكُمْ. I have been given the command to establish justice between you. What Allah says to Ummat-e Muhammad, the community of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُونُوا قَوَّامِينَ بِالْقِسْطِ شُهَدَاءَ لِلَّهِ. Oh, you believe, become and stand to establish justice and witnesses for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is just. قَائِمًا بِالشَّهَادَةِ قَائِمًا بِالْقِسْطِ كُونُوا قَوَّامِينَ بِالْقِسْطِ شُهَدَاءَ لِلَّهِ. And this is Surah Al-Nisa and Surah Maidah. كُونُوا قَوَّامِينَ لِلَّهِ شُهَدَاءَ بِالْقِسْطِ. The same wording, only the sequence is changed. So you have to establish justice in this world. And I gave you the testimony of the enemy of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A jewel is no friend of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, no lover of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He has made the same attacks on the personal life of Muhammad as this Rushdi and Taslima and so on. The same thing. But one truth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala somehow extracted from his pen, that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam established for the first time in human history a social order based on human fraternity, equality and freedom. These three slogans and catchwords, although these are slogans only, it was only the system of caliphate established by Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam which actually fulfilled. Muhammad said, Sayyidul Qawme Khadimuhum, the chief of the tribe is their servant. And you can see Abu Bakr and Umar, they were not kings. Someone from Iran, to see for himself, sent by the Iranian government, the conditions in Medina. In the days of the caliphate of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, he asked, Aina malikukum? Where is your king? Where does he live? The answer was, Laysa lana malikun, bal lana amirun. We don't have any king. There is a leader, Amir. He is our chief. Then they ask, where is your house? Where does he live? And where is he? They told him that some camels of Baitul Maal were lost. People couldn't find them. Now our Khalifa has gone out to search for those camels. It took somebody to be able to recognize who is Umar. And they saw, because it was hot now, it was midday, so Umar was tired, he was all alone, and placing his own burra under his head, he was taking rest in the shade of a bush. And then he stood up and said, Oh Umar, you do justice, therefore you don't fear for your life. Our kings are cruel. They drink the blood of common people. Therefore they are always trembling. They need very, very high walls to protect them. Bodyguards, you don't need. That was the system established by Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The conqueror of Persia, Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas, one of the top 10 Sahaba. Because he was the conqueror, he was made the governor of Iran. The report reaches Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu that he has made a person stand before his house so that anybody shouldn't be able to beat him at any time. Only someone who is standing at the gate. Now Umar wrote him a letter and said to him, mothers born their sons as free men. O Sa'd, how come you have made them your slaves? They can't enter your house. They can't come to meet you at any time. Have you made them your slaves? Mothers delivered them as free men. So this was the system. Please note, this is another face of Islam, which is just forgotten. Go on building mosques and go on building palaces. Millions and billions of riyal and dollars on palaces. And they are the custodians of the faith and the defenders of the faith and custodians of the Haramain Sharifain. Stooges. American stooges and nothing else. So actually this is it. شَهِدَ اللَّهُ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ وَأُولُو الْعِلْمِ قَائِمًا بِالْقِسْطِ. Allah wants to establish justice. لَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا رُسُلَنَا بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ وَأَنزَلْنَا مَعَهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْمِيزَانَ لِيَقُومَ النَّاسُ بِالْقِسْطِ. We sent our messengers, we gave them miracles, we sent down our book, our law, the balance, with the sole purpose that men should stand by justice. They should abide by justice. And if they don't, now this is the duty of those who believe in Allah and messengers. To fight them. But the fighting first would be with arguments. argument, confronting the argument. For 12 long years at Makkah, there was jihad going on, but this jihad was in the Quran. Just recall the ayah of Surah Al-Furqan. فَلَا تُطْعِ الْكَافِرِينَ وَجَاهِدْهُمْ بِهِ جِهَادًا كَبِيرًا. بِهِ Quran. You make jihad, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Continue making jihad with Quran. Jihad with Quran at Makkah. This Quran was attracting people whose nature was not corrupted, not polluted, good-hearted people. They gathered round, just as you know, you have a magnet and iron filings and some wood, and you want to spread them. You just move the magnet and the iron filings will cling to the magnet. Quran is the magnet which attracts the good-hearted people, right-thinking people. They came round Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then he organized them into a party. Ulaika Hizbullah. They are the party of Allah. And they have to confront the party of Shaitan. Ulaika Hizbul Shaitan. There are two parties. Shaitan and Allah. And then there was jihad. Then iron was used. Then there was Shaitan. And after that, Jaal Haqq wa Zahaq al-Baqi. Inna al-Baqi la kana zahuqa. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just must be reading in the Quran. Wallahu la yastahi min al-haq. Allah doesn't hesitate. He doesn't feel any shame to say whatever is correct. So he is saying it correctly. Under the hadith, he has sent down iron. So that those people should be crushed who are not ready to accept the just social order. So it's open. And let me say naked words. Very express words, very clear words. Again using the word naked words. To establish justice, if you have to use force, you have to. And then actually Quran says, because let me say that this ayah al-Mubarakah, it has been expounded in the later surahs that it has taken the shape of Surah Al-Saf. The central ayah of Surah Al-Saf is, هو الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله. It is He, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has sent His messenger, that is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with two things. Al-huda, the guidance, that is the book, Quran. And the deen al-haq, the true system, the just system. And what for He has sent? So that He should make the deen al-haq supreme. This deen should dominate. This should be established. لَتَكُونَ كَلِمَةُ اللَّهِ الْعُلْيَا. So that the word of Allah becomes supreme. Everybody gets what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has fixed for him. And from everybody that is taken, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decided to be taken. All these rights and obligations are to be fixed by Sharia, the book, وَانْدَلَّ الْحَدِيدِ فِيهِ بَاسُمْ شَدِيدِ. If you have to use it, go ahead and use it. But to use it, you must have people first. To gather people, you have Quran. Convince them, call them to faith, purify them, train them, educate them, and all these things are given in the central theme of Surah Al-Jumu'ah. هُوَ الَّذِي بَعْثَ فِي الْأُمِّيِّينَ رَسُولًا مِّنْهُمْ يَتْلُو عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ. This is the process. That is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, change people, change their thinking, change their ideas, change their ambitions, change their values. Through Quran, يَتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ. Then he organized them into a party, into Hizbullah. Then there was jihad with sword. قَاتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ الَّذِينَ يُقَاتِلُونَكُمْ قَاتِلُوهُمْ حَتَّى لَا تَكُونَ فِتْنَةٌ وَيَكُونَ الدِّينُ كُلُّهُ لِلَّهِ. Now when this phase of armed conflict has started, it should continue till that time that all fitna is finished. All rebellion against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is suppressed. And the deen system totally comes under Allah. This is the, that was the purpose of the advent of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now compare with this ayah. لَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا رُسُلَنَا. And where there is هو الذي ارسل رسوله بالهدى الهدى قران بيكوز از بوث دي ميراكل اند دي بوك ديرفور هير دير ار ثري ثينجز بالبينات وانزلنا معهم الكتاب والميزان ثري ثينجز دي فارمر مسجز اوف الله ور سيد وذ ثري ثينجز بينات سيبريتلي كتاب سيبريتلي اند بالانس سيبريتلي ثري ان كيس اوف محمد دي هاف بيكم تو بيكوز دي بوك از دي ميراكل اتسلف سو لوك هو الذي ارسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق دين الحق از دي سيستم اوف جاستس نظام القسط والعدل that is the deen of Allah. So to make it supreme, to establish it, is the purpose of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For that purpose the call was given to whom? Who will do it? If Allah wants, he can do it in no time. He would say only kun and it will be. But he is testing you. You claim to be believers in Allah and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. يا ايها الذين امنوا ادلكم على تجاره تنجيكم من عذاب اليم او يوهو كرهت بليم should I lead you should I tell you to the bargain to the trade that will save you from the painful torment of the hereafter you want to be saved okay تؤمنون بالله ورسوله وتجاهدون في سبيل الله باموالكم وانفسكم Have real faith in Allah and His Messenger and then make jihad for the cause of Allah. Spend whatever you have and your life even for the cause of Allah. And then this jihad I told you, it was going on in Makkah also. But the jihad at Madinah became qital. In that very surah you have the ayah, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الَّذِينَ يُقَاتِلُونَ فِي سَبِيلِهِ صَفًّا كَأَنَّهُمْ بُنْيَانٌ مَرْصُوصٌ Verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those bondsmen, those servants who fight in His way, in His cause and with very close ranks, strong discipline, ranks very close, just like a reinforced wall. So that is the highest level, to fight for the cause of Allah. Now you see, this surah to Saf, ends with a call. Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu koonu ansar Allah. Kama qala Isa ibn Maryam lil hawariyyina man ansari ila Allah. In the same way, this ayah is also ending with that phenomenon and that concept. وَانْزَلْنَا الْحَدِيدَ فِيهِ بَاسٌ شَدِيدٌ وَمَنَافِعُ لِلنَّاسِ وَلَيْعَلَمَ اللَّهُ مَنْ يَنْصُرُهُ وَرُسُلَهُ بِالْغَيْبِ And Allah wants to see for Himself. Who are those faithful and sincere bondsmen of His who help Him and His messenger, although they are in the unseen, bil-ghayb. They don't see Allah. Allah is unseen. But still, they have such a firm faith in Allah that they are ready to sacrifice their life for the cause of Allah. Even the Rasul actually, for us, the soul is also unseen. You have not seen Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I have not seen Muhammad. But what do you think? For the Sahaba, he was unseen or not? He was. What they were seeing was Muhammad ibn Abdullah ibn Abdul Muttalib. How could see Muhammad Rasulullah? Did any Sahabi see the revelation coming to him? Did any Sahabi see Angel Jibreel coming to him? So that aspect of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was at that time even in the unseen. His claim of being a messenger of Allah, his claim of being a prophet of Allah, his claim that he is coming to me, what was apparent to them, what was visible was Muhammad ibn Abdullah ibn Abdul Muttalib, Al-Hashmi, Al-Farsi. He was a person. Abu Jahl was also seeing. All the people were seeing. But the aspect of the life of Muhammad, of his personality, but still at that time it was unseen. So actually, مَنْ يَنْصُرُهُ وَرُسُلَهُ بِالْغَيْرِ Who are they who lay down their lives, who are ready to spend everything for the cause of Allah, for helping Allah and His messenger, although they are in the unseen, invisible. But let me add here one thing regarding this seen and unseen. Sometimes you might be having the idea how good it would have been had we been born in the days of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How lucky were those people who saw Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who were praying behind him. They were the muqtadis. Muhammad was the imam. How lucky were they? So you might have some sense of deprivation. Only to remove that sense of deprivation, let me quote a hadith. This is contained in Mishkat, the last chapter of Mishkat. The Prophet once asked a question to his companions. Ayyul khalqi a'jabu ilaykum imanan? Which of the creatures, in your opinion, has the most beautiful iman? A'jab. A'jab, beautiful. Who has the most beautiful iman? Ayyul khalqi a'jabu ilaykum imanan? The first answer was the malaika. Because their iman is certain, most certain. But the Prophet rejected. وَمَا لَهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ وَهُمْ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ. How can they not have iman? They are with their Rabb. They have seen everything. So what if they have iman? There's no credit for them. The second attempt, they said, فَالْأَنْبِيَا. Then at the second prophet, the answer was, وَمَا لَهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ وَالْوَحْيُ يَنْظُرُ عَلَيْهِمْ. How would they not have iman when wahi came to them directly? The third attempt, they said, فَنَحْنُ. Then we. The reply was, again, rejection. وَمَا لَكُمْ لَا تُؤْمِنُونَ وَأَنَا بَيْنَ أَظْهُرِكُمْ. How come you would not have iman when I am with you? Then the real answer was given by the Prophet himself. إِنَّ أَعْجَبَ الْخَلْقِ إِلَيَّ إِيمَانًا لَإِخْوَانُنَا الَّذِينَ يَأْتُونَ مِنْ بَعْدِي يَجِدُونَ صُحُفًا فِيهِ كِتَابُ اللَّهِ فَيُؤْمِنُونَ بِمَا فِيهَا. The most beautiful iman, in my opinion, would be of our those brothers who will come after me. They will find only leaves and books, صُحُف, in which there will be book of Allah. And they will have belief on that book. So don't feel deprived. Ajabul Iman, you can have it even today. Although, but please make a difference. Afzalul Iman is of Sahaba. Afzal is something else. Ajab is something else. Afzalul Iman is of the companions of the Prophet. But Ajabul Iman, in the ajab al khalqi, all the creatures, the most beautiful iman would be la ikhwanuna, our brothers, alladhina yatuna min ba'di, who will come after me. Yajiduna suhufan fiya kitabullah. They will have the booklets or books in which there will be book of Allah. Fayyubiluna bima fiha. They will believe on whatever will be written in those. So actually, being in ghaib, we have not seen Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have not seen Allah. But whatever we read in Quran, we find our hearts are testifying it. Correct. Something within us. There's some sympathetic vibration. If you ponder over Quran and you feel something within you is testifying that this is correct, that will give you the true iman, the faith, based on your own personal experience. Allama Iqbal in his famous lecture, the foremost lecture is of this, on this subject. Experience is not only external. I touched it and found it hot. This is cold. This is external experience. There's internal experiences also there. You feel within you, this is correct. Dekhna taqreer ki lazzat ke jo usne kaha, maine ye jana ke goya yehi mere dil mein. If that is the harmony of your soul and Quran, you get the firm belief that this is from Allah. فرام ہوم آئی ہیو کم، مائی اون سول از فرام اللہ، جس سلول کاری روح کو روح میں نمبر ربی. سو ناؤ اللہ وانٹس ٹو سی ہو آر دوز فیتھ فل پیپل ہو ٹیک دس پاور آف حدیث ان ٹو دیئر ہینڈس ٹو فائٹ آؤٹ دوز ہو وانٹ ٹو آبسٹرکٹ دی اسٹیبلشڈ دین آف اللہ، who are not ready to listen to any argument, who are not ready to listen to any advice, who are resisting, who wants to perpetuate the system of tyranny, of exploitation, or of discrimination. And you have to fight them out. So this ayah, as I told you, is very clear, rather naked ayah of the revolutionary process, that even force is to be used. Don't hesitate to say that actually, but who will use the force? People. Where to get the people from? First preaching, teaching, conveying the message of the Quran, disseminating the wisdom and the words of Quran, so that they can catch people. They can attract the good-hearted, the good-natured people. And when they have come, now they weld them into a party, into a force. Train them. Make them habitual to a discipline, to observe discipline. Listen and obey. فَاسْمَعُوا وَاتِعُوا. Listen and obey. And be ready to sacrifice everything for the cause of Allah. Then only a wrong and unjust system can be uprooted, and the just social order given by Allah can be established. So we find in the end of Surah As-Saff also, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُونُوا أَنْصَارَ اللَّهِ كَمَا قَالَ عِيسَى ابْنُ مَرْيَمَ لِلْحَوَارِيِّينَ مَنْ أَنْصَارِي إِلَى اللَّهِ قَالَ الْحَوَارِيُّونَ نَحْنُ أَنْصَارُ اللَّهِ. مَنْ أَنْصَارِي؟ Who is my helper? إِلَى اللَّهِ, in the way of Allah. And the answer of the Hawariyin was, نَحْنُ أَنْصَارُ اللَّهِ. We are the helpers of Allah. So helping of Allah, why? Because the deen is of Allah. The movement, the struggle is to restore to Allah His right of ruling this world. He is the only rightful ruler. So you are helping Allah. And helping the Prophet, why? Because basically, he was entrusted with this job, this mission. هو الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره. He has to do it anyhow. Whosoever is joining hands with him, he is helping him. فَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِهِ وَعَزَّرُوهُ وَنَصَرُوهُ وَاتَّبَعُوا النُّورَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ مَعَهُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. So whosoever has belief in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he respects and honors him, then he helps him. And he follows the light which has been sent down with him, that is the Quran. Only they will be having the salvation and the final success of the day of judgment. So this surah, this ayah mubarakah, it must be remembered by each one of us. And its relation, because for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this subject has come thrice in the Quran without the difference of even a jot or a dot. In Surah At-Tawbah, هو الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون. Ayah number 33, Surah At-Tawbah. Then Surah Al-Fatah, ayah number 28. هو الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله وكفى بالله شهيدا. Again Surah As-Saff, ayah number 9. هو الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْمُشْرِكُونَ. Although the mushriks may resist and resent, they have to do it, despite their resistance and despite their resentment. And who are the mushriks? Mushriks are not only those who are worshipping idols. The biggest shirk of this time is the concept of human sovereignty. The claim that was made by Fir'aun is made by all human beings today. He claimed, Alaysa li mulku Misr, is not the sovereignty of Misr in my head? And today it's the concept of popular sovereignty. I used to use a simile that suppose that they are using a person on his head, tons of something very wicked and rigid and foul thing, you know, tons of it are placed on this one head. But then you distribute to each person 1 ounce of that. So the bad thing is bad thing. This democracy has distributed that concept of sovereignty that was on the head of a person, be it Namrud or Fir'aun. They claim to be gods. In what sense? Could they claim that they were the creators of the world? No. We are the rulers. Whatever I say becomes rule, becomes law. The same is today. This is the house of representatives of the people. People are sovereign. And the representatives, they have the authority to frame any law. They can permit anything, they can prohibit anything. They require a majority vote and nothing else. What's the difference? There's no essential difference. Only the form has changed. Allama Iqbal has very beautifully said in his poem, Iblis ki majlis shura, humne khud shahi ko pehnaya hai jamhuri libas, jab zara adam hua hai khud shinas o khud nigar. Iblis says we have ourselves, you know. We, that bogarchy, we have changed it into democracy. Because now man has become very self-conscious. Individual rights. So we change monarchy to democracy. The same thing which was in tons on a single head, now it has been distributed over the whole of the nation. But wrong is wrong and right is right. So to establish the kingdom of Allah on earth, to establish the just social order of Deenul Haq that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave to the humanity through His last messenger Muhammad, that is the goal of every Muslim. To spend for it is infaq fi sabilillah. To strive for it is jihad fi sabilillah. To go to war for this is qital fi sabilillah. And unless you have this goal in mind, Islam doesn't mean anything, it becomes a ritual. A dogma and a ritual and some rites and nothing else. Barakallahu li wa lakum fil Qur'an al-Azim wa nafa'ni wa iyyakum bil ayati wa dhikr al-hakim.